Well, it is my pleasure and privilege to be here, and I thank you for inviting me to speak.
我能够来到这里当中是很高兴的一件事情，感谢大家邀请我来这里讲道。
So, let me pray as I get started.
让我在还没有开始之前先做个祷告。
Father in heaven, Lord, thank you for the great reminders and music that we've just sang. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to open your word, and I pray that you will, as it says in the Bible, that you'll give a word in the opening of my mouth. And we acknowledge, Lord, that we have nothing to say if we don't have your words. And as Peter has commanded, let him who speaks speak as it were the oracles of God, and so that in all things Christ may be glorified, and you, O Father. And so we pray for that today. And so lead us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So, worship music began with the building of the temple in the Old Testament.
在旧约里头，敬拜的音乐是从这个建造圣殿的开始的。
David, the king, had it in his heart to build God a house.
大卫王心目中想要为主建造一所圣殿。
And even though God didn't let him build the house, he still gathered the materials, wrote the songs, and organized the singers.
虽然神没有允许他建造这个圣殿，不过大卫还是组织了所有的这些唱歌的人变成这个诗班，还有他为着这个圣殿预备材料。
So in our lives, our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
在我们生命里头，我们的身体就是圣灵的圣殿。
So are the praises and the songs of God filling our heart, day by day?
所以我们在日常生活中是否是用这神的诗歌来充满我们的心目中呢？
Or if Jesus visited our temple, would he have to drive out the merchants and the sellers and get rid of the songs that we sing?
或者耶稣来到你这个圣殿的时候，他是否需要把那些买卖的人给赶走，或者把你所唱的歌曲都给逐出去呢？
Just like there was a time when Jesus had to clear out the temple and restore worship,
有一段时间耶稣洁净了圣殿。
So in church history, 500 years ago, Jesus had to clear out the church.And restore worship in the Reformation.
所以在五百年前的历史之前，我们发现耶稣他来到这个教会，他清理了教会，而且因着这个改教而把这个敬拜带回教会。
Part of restoring worship was to have the Bible in the language of the people.
在他在这里重复着建造这个敬拜的时候，其中一个非常重要的就是把圣经翻译成不同的这个语言。
To have the gospel to be clear like we sang today.
也让这福音非常的清楚的讲明。
And to have songs of praise in our own language.
也让这大家能够用自己的语言来唱诗敬拜神。
Martin Luther wrote many hymns, 40 hymns, and half of them the music.
马丁路德他写了40首诗歌，也为20首诗歌作曲。
And so, in the Reformed churches, they only sang psalms for 100 years.
在改革中里头，我们也是唱了这些诗歌几百年了。
Until a very short man named Isaac Watts said, I think we can sing some other songs.
直到一个非常矮小的人，他的名字叫做 Isaac Watts, 他觉得我们应该唱别的歌。
And so his first hymnal was songs in imitation of the Psalms of David.
所以他所写的诗歌其实是按照这个大卫的诗歌而作的。
In that we have, this I think brings the balance because we have the Psalms that give us the standard, but yet we can also be creative and sing hymns, but they need to reflect the richness of the Psalms.
所以在这里我们就有了一个平衡，因为我们有诗篇给着我们这些教训，而且我们也能够唱诗歌，这些诗歌能够提醒我们圣经里面的这些真理。
Psalm 130 is a song in imitation of David.
这个诗篇第130篇就是大卫所作的这个诗歌。
David wrote Psalm 131, and then it looks like maybe hundreds of years later, when they made the Song of Ascents, Psalm 130 was written to match Psalm 131, as we see with verse at the end of it.
诗篇第131篇是大卫所作的，可是诗篇第130篇就是后来的人，他们是按着大卫的这种教训来写作这篇诗。So
the Song of Ascents, the Song of the Steps, 15 psalms, was a collection made with 4 psalms of David and 1 psalm of Solomon.
这里所指的这个上行之诗，全部有15首，之中有4首是大卫所作的，1首是所罗门所作的。Out
of all those psalms, Psalm 130 has the most gospel themes in it.
在这些上行之诗里头，诗篇第130篇是最充满着福音意味的。Martin
Luther said it sounded like Paul.
马丁路德说这一首诗歌好像是保罗写的一样。So,
here are some of the images of the psalm as we go into the psalm. We need 2 images to get a picture in our mind.
当我们在读这篇诗的时候，我们在脑子里面要思想这两幅图。How
many of you have jobs that make you work through the night?
你们有没有这个工作是必须要熬夜的？
Do we all know what it's like to at 4 in the morning to wish for the sun to rise?
你有没有感受到在凌晨4点钟的时候，你希望日出快点来临？
We know it will come, but it seems so slow.
我们知道日出即将来临，不过看起来好像感觉上很久。
So we have to wait.
所以我们必须等待。
But we wait expectantly.
不过我们是充满着期盼的等待。
That's one of the images, the sunrise, but you have to wait for the sunrise to come.
这个就是其中的一幅图，这个日出将到，不过你需要等待。
The second image is verse 1, out of the depths I cry to you.
第二幅图就是第一节这里，我从深处向你求告。This
word depths in all other 4 times that is used speaks of deep waters.
这里所指的深处在圣经里面还有四个地方出现，这里所指的是非常深的水。So
he's in danger of drowning.
他有这个面临着这个淹死的危险。You
might translate it out of deep troubles I call to you.
我们可以这么的翻译，说是从这个非常深的这个灾难那里，我向你求告。But
these troubles were due to his own fault.
不过这些灾难是因着他自己的错误。
Verse 1-2 is followed in verse 3. It says about iniquities, which is twisted behavior, taking God's good things and twisting it for our own purposes.
第三节这里说的这个罪孽，就是歪曲神所给我们的好处，为了是自己。So
the deep troubles that he was in was either the sin itself was so much he was drowning in it, or the results of sin were so huge it overcame him, or both.
这里所指的这个非常深的这个灾难，可能指的就是他所犯的罪何等的大，他好像在他的罪中被淹没一样，也可以作为他的罪所带来的结果所给他的这个灾难。
So here's the situation. The man has done many things wrong, maybe lied, maybe those lies have caught up to him, made choices, now they can't be reversed, hurt people, but he can't go back and fix it or seek reconciliation.
所以这里他所犯的错误可能有很多，他可能撒了谎，或者是他伤害了人，现在不能够回转。
And so he needs help, and he doesn't need help. He needs to be saved because he's drowning. He doesn't just need to be helped. And so he's calling out to God to save him.
所以他现在这里不是需要帮助，他所需要的是拯救，他在呼叫神拯救他。
But it doesn't make sense.
不过这里不合逻辑。
Because God is the one that he sinned against.
因为他所犯的罪其实是向神犯的。
But somehow he has the hope that God is going to hear him.
不过他却有着盼望神会垂听。
And not only does he have hope, but he calls upon you to have hope too.
不只是他有盼望，他也呼叫你必须有这样的盼望。
And he's so confident that he even writes a song about it.
他非常有把握，甚至写了一篇诗。
So what gives this man the boldness to call upon God to save him?
所以这一个人为什么这么大胆地呼叫神来拯救他呢？
That's the question this morning. Where does the hope come from when I'm deep in my guilt?
所以今天早上的问题就是，当我非常深感内疚的时候，盼望从哪里来？
Some people don't know that they're deep in guilt, but when we know that we're deep in guilt and that we've sinned against God, it is a big question. What gives me the boldness to ask Him to save me?
有很多人完全不深感内疚，可是当我们深感内疚的时候，我们来到神的面前，我们犯的罪是向他犯的罪，我们凭什么有把握要求他拯救我们？
To answer that question, let's look at how the psalm is structured.
我们来回答这个问题时，我们首先看这篇诗是的构造是的结构是什么。
The verses are in pairs. It goes 1 and 2, 3 and 4, 5 and 6, 7 and 8.
这一些经节都是一对一对的，一跟二是一对，三跟四是一对，五六还有七八都是一对一对的。
Verse 2 and verse 6 are long lines.
第二节跟第六节是非常长的一句。
He stretches out the lines and puts breaks in the psalms, in the psalm.
他写了非常长的几句经文。
So that gives us three sections to the psalm.
所以这一段，这一篇诗有三段。
Verses 1 and 2 tells us what kind of a psalm it is. It's asking for a big favor.
第一节跟第二节让我们知道这一个是什么样子的一篇诗，它是要求帮助，要求一个大帮助的一篇诗。
And then verse 7 and 8, then is the application whenAfter he's told his story, he then speaks to his audience on what they should do.
第七跟第八节是应用之处，当他讲完他的故事之后，他在这里是呼求这个听众要如何的去行。
So the middle of the psalm is really the message of the psalm.
这一篇诗的中部就是这一篇诗最主要的这个信息。
Verses 3 and 4 gives us a problem.And verses 5 and 6 tell us the solution.
第三跟第四节让我们知道这个问题在哪里，第五跟第六节就给我们这个问题的解决方式。
The problem is that forgiveness is only found in God.
这个问题呢，就是 这个赦免只有从神那里才能够得着。
And the solution is that forgiveness is made certain in redemption.
这个解决的方式就是赦免能够成就，是因着救赎。
So, in looking at this psalm, it strikes me, it's odd. Why would it be a problem that forgiveness is found in God alone?
我们在看这篇诗的时候会觉得为什么这个问题是赦免只有从神那里才能得着呢？
But track with the psalmist as he goes through a what if in verse 3.
我们跟着这一个作者来看这个就是在第三节，你若这么做的话会怎样？
If you, Lord, should keep, translated here mark, but keepand watch and carefully protect all the sins that I've done and keep track of them.
主耶和华，你若纠察罪孽，这里所讲的这个纠察也能够做这个保守这个罪孽，也就是神不断的看着这些罪孽。
God who is everywhere and sees everything,and who knows everything, so he retains and remembers everything.
神是无所不在、无所不知，而且看全部事情都看在眼里，他看着你每犯的一条罪。
So if he watches and keeps all that we've done wrong, he says, who could stand?
如果神看而且记录你所犯的每一条罪，这个诗人问谁能站得住呢？
Psalm 122 to stand in his city, Psalm 134 to stand in his house.
在诗篇第122篇那里说，我们站在你门内，134篇站在耶和华的殿中。
This is a statement that everyoneIs in trouble.
这里所讲的就是所有人都面临大灾难。
If God keeps all the sins, then who could stand? Meaning, no one.
如果神记录所有的罪，有谁能站得住呢？这个答案就是没有人。
I come from in the middle of North America, where it's really, really cold in the winter.
我从美国中部那里来的，在冬天的时候非常的寒冷。
And Psalm 147 says that when God throws his snow and throws his frost, who can stand before his cold?
诗篇第147篇那里说，当神掷下冰雹如碎渣，他发出寒冷时，谁能当得起？
Wherever you are from, think about the most extreme weather that you know.
你无论从哪里来，试想想你所面临最严重的这个天气。
What would that be?
Hot.
Hot, okay. Who can stand?
谁能站立得住？
It's that kind of like, oh, somebody gets really, really proud and thinks it's not a big deal to sin against God and I could stand.
如果有一些人非常的骄傲，觉得犯罪是没什么事情的嘛，来到神的面前，我站立得住。
So let's take him out to the bad weather and see if he could stand that.
我们先把他拉到这个非常坏的天气那里，看他是否站立得住。
And if he can't stand that weather, how does he think he's going to stand God?
如果他完全抵挡不住这个坏天气的话，他怎么能够在神的面前站立得住？
And we know from Revelation 6 what people will do when God comes back.
我们从启示录第六章那里知道，当神再来的时候，那当时的人会如何做。
When the sky is rolled up like a scroll, the great and the small will call upon the rocks to hide them.
在那个时候，无论是伟大的人或者渺小的人，都会像山和磐石说：“倒在我们身上吧，把我们藏起来。”
Because they want to hide from the face of God and from the Lamb, saying, "Who can stand in the day of their great wrath when it comes? Who can stand?"
因为他们要躲避坐宝座的面目和羔羊的愤怒，因为当那一个时候到来的时候，谁能站得住呢？
Psalm 76, "You, even you, are to be feared, and who may stand in your presence when once you are angry?"
诗篇第七十六篇，唯独你是可畏的，你怒气一发，谁能在你面前站得住呢？
So he's giving us in verse 3, he's giving us the bad news.If you, O God, should keep hold on to my iniquities, my sins, who can stand?
所以第三节这里，他让我们看见这一个非常严重的问题。如果神他追究，如果神记录我所有的罪孽，谁能站得住呢？
Now, at this point, this translation actually relieves the tension.
在这个时候，这里的翻译好像是给这个问题给解开了。
But, meaning a new idea, but with you is forgiveness.
但，也就是这里是一个反面，但在你有赦免之恩。
But in the Hebrew text, it actually gives a reason, It doesn't say but, it says for.
不过在希伯来文里面，这里其实不是但，是指这因为。
The emphasis is not on forgiveness, but on with you.
因为这里所强调的不是赦免，而是在你，在神。
So the idea is, if you should...Keep my sins. How can I stand? Because only you have forgiveness. And if you don't give it to me, there's no other place I can go to get it.
所以这里所强调的是，如果神记录还有纪念所有的罪孽，谁能站得住呢？因为在你才有赦免。
This is part of God's holiness.He alone forgives sins.
这个就是神的公义，因为赦免罪唯有从神那里而来。
The word forgiveness, this in the Hebrew, is only ever used for God.
在这里，希伯来文所讲的赦免只是用在神那里。
Just like the word create,God is only the only one who has ever said to create.
就好像创造一样，只有神才有能力创造。
So also, God is the only one who has ever said to forgive.
所以赦免也是只有神才能够做的。
I mean, we may forgive each other.
我们能够彼此赦免。
But...David said, even though we do evil against each other, he said, against you and you only have I sinned and done that which is evil in your sight.
因为大卫所讲的时候，大卫说，虽然我们所做的这个罪孽是向彼此的，不过其实我们所犯的罪是向神犯的。
So any time that we hurt one another,In a bigger sense, we have not trusted God, we've not waited for God, and we've not honored God in the person made in His image. We've sinned against God every time we've hurt someone else.
所以当我们彼此的得罪的时候，其实我们是按着，我们是得罪那个按着神的形象造的人，也就是说我们是得罪神。
So only God can forgive the sin.
所以只有神才能够赦免罪。
That's why verse 4 ends with that you may be feared. The fear of the Lord is related to God's holiness. As his name is holy, So Psalm 111 says that we fear him.
所以第四节这里才说要叫人敬畏你，因为神是公义的，所以世人或罪人必须要敬畏神。
So verse 3 and 4 highlights one of the unique characteristics of God, something that makes him holy. He alone forgives.
所以第三跟第四节这里强调了神的一个属性，就是唯独神才能够赦免罪，因为他是公义的。
There's two things that we need to remember on that, just as I'm going to pause right here and say just two things.
我们要记得两件事情。
We cannot forgive ourselves.
第一，我们不能够自己赦免自己。
We may get to the point where say, we might think about it and accept what I've done and accept myself with all my faults.
我们可能到了一个阶段，能够接受自己所犯的错误。
But it is not forgiveness, and it does not change my standing with God.
不过这一个不是说我已经得着赦免，也不是说我来到神的面前是正确的了。Similarly,
I can't forgive you and you can't forgive me.
相同的，我不能赦免你，你也不能赦免我。If
I break my wife's nice dishes, you can't come over and pronounce forgiveness over me.
如果我打破了我妻子心爱的碗碟， 你不能够走过来说我赦免你。She
won't accept that.
她不会接受。If
I sin against God, he alone is the one that can forgive me.
如果我得罪的是神，所以只有他才能够赦免我。But
this brings us back to the problem.
这个就带我们回到这个问题。If
he keeps my sins, how can I stand? Because there's forgiveness from no one else.
如果神记录我的罪孽，我怎么可能站立得住？因为赦免只有从他那里才能得到。What
gives me the boldness, and what would gave this man the boldness to then say, hope that God would forgive him?
这个人或者是我现在为什么能够大胆的有这个神会赦免的盼望呢？
And please remember, we're dealing with someone whose guilt is deep. He's drowning in it.
我们要记得这里是一个人，他深感内疚，甚至觉得要被淹死的感觉。
And yet he still has found hope. How did he find hope?
不过他却找着了盼望，是怎么找到的呢？
This is verse 5 and 6 then.
这里就让我们看到第五跟第六节。
Everything brightens at verse 5 and verse 6, the tone changes, and he's very hopeful.
在第五跟第六节这里，他的这个态度改变了，他非常充满盼望。He
says, I wait for the Lord, and my soul waits.
我等候耶和华，我的心等候。My
soul is my feelings and desires and emotions. And I am the one that can kind of realize, you've realized this, where it's like sometimes I don't feel in control of myself.
这里所讲的我的心或者我的灵，就是指我的这个感受，我的这个心思欲念，有些时候我会觉得我完全失控。
He's united. His whole inner being is united in waiting on the Lord. His thoughts and his feelings are all united in this hope.
不过在这里，他的心思意念是合一的，他完全的有这个盼望。He
is waiting with expectation.
他在这里是仰望等候。Like,
what's your name again? Glenn. Like Glenn. Waiting for the sunrise.
好像Glenn一样，他在等日出。He
knows it is coming.
他知道即将来临了。But
he has to wait.
不过他需要等候。And
so he's hoping with expectation.
所以在这里，他是充满着盼望的来仰望等候。
In fact, he even has more hope than Glenn does in the sunrise.
这个人等候天亮，比 Glenn 的这个等候更加有盼望。
Because his hope is based on a promise.
因为他的盼望的根基是在应许上。
Verse 5, in his word I hope.
第五节，我仰望他的话。
It's the word of God that made the sun, and it's the word of God that will outlast the sun.
神的话创造了这个太阳，而且神的话也会比太阳更持久。
When God gives a promise, it is more certain than if that the sun will rise tomorrow.
因为当神给应许的时候，这个应许比明天的日出更加的这个可能。
He has a promise, and that promise has given him the boldness then to ask God to forgive him.
所以这个人他得着了应许，这个应许就给他这个胆量，要求神来赦免他。
So what is the promise? What is he looking forward to? In which he has hope then.
这一个应许到底是什么？这个人在等候什么？
It's redemption.
他所等候的就是救赎。
Redemption that is based on the character of God being free to give forgiveness whenever he wants to.
这一个救赎是按着神自由的能够赦免。
Verse 7 says, With the Lord there is steadfast love, with him is plentiful redemption, lots of redemption, and he will, promise, he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities.
第七节，你当仰望耶和华，因他有慈爱，有丰盛的救恩，他必救赎以色列脱离一切的罪孽。
Maybe it was the promise of the new covenant that I will forgive them and I will remember their sins no more.
这个可能是神应许的这个新约，就是神会赦免他们，不会再纪念他们的罪。
Or maybe it was the promise of the temple that when a man looked to the temple and looked towards God where the sacrifices were made that he would have forgiveness.
这个应许也可能是圣殿的应许，当一个人看见这个圣殿那里所献的祭物的时候，他能够盼望神会赦免他。
He knew that someday God would redeem Israel from all the iniquities. And that answered the question, what if God holds the iniquities? It gets answered, he will not always hold the iniquities. Someday, he's going to pay for the iniquities.
所以这里这个人有着盼望，这神必有朝一日救赎以色列。因为虽然神他是在现在纪念这个罪，不过有朝一日神会差派这个救赎，而且不再纪念罪。
He knew that he could trust God to do this because he had a promise.
这个人知道他能够信靠神这么做，因为他有着这个应许。
And also he knew the name of God. Verse 7, that God was a God of loving kindness or steadfast love.
而且他也知道神的名字，就是第七节，神是有慈爱的，而且丰盛的救恩。
This is the Old Testament word for grace.
这个就是旧约里头所讲的恩典。
That God can have a stubborn, rebellious people at the foot of Mount Sinai, and can then freely forgive them, freely live with them, because he is a God of grace. That's where his name came about.
神面对着这个非常固执而且非常充满罪恶的人，他们在这个西乃山下，不过神却因着他是一个充满救恩的神而与他们同在。
Daniel chapter 9 has a prayer very similar to this idea, hoping for forgiveness based on the name of God.
但以理书第九章有着这样的一个祷告，就是像这篇诗一样的一个祷告，因为有着这个得赦免的盼望。
Verse 9, Daniel is praying in Babylon. His people are in exile.
但以理书第九章第九节，但以理在这里祷告，因为他这个以色列人现在在巴比伦被掳。
They were in deep trouble for their sin.
他们因这所犯的罪在这里面临大灾祸。
Really, they drowned already.
他们其实已经淹死了。
They lost the land and they lost their temple.
他们失去了应许地，也失去了圣殿。
But Daniel knows his God.
不过但以理认识他的神。
To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness.
主我们的神是怜悯饶恕人的。
Don't miss that. To God alone belongs forgiveness.
不要错过了，只有神才能够饶恕。
For we have rebelled against him.
我们却违背了他。
And have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God by walking in his laws.
也没有听从耶和华我们神的话。
Which he has set before us by his servants the prophets.
没有遵行他仆人众先知向我们所陈明的律法。
All Israel has transgressed your law and turned aside.
以色列众人都犯了你的律法偏行。
Refusing to obey your voice.
不听从你的话。
And the curse and oath that are written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out upon us.
因此在你仆人摩西律法上所写的咒诅和誓言都倾倒我们身上。
Because we have sinned against him.
因为我们得罪了神。
And so he has confirmed his words, which he spoke against us.
他使大灾祸临到我们，成就了警戒我们。
And against our rulers who ruled us.
和审判我们官长的话。
By bringing upon us a great calamity.
这里有大灾祸临到我们了。
For under the whole heaven, there has not been done anything like what has been done against Jerusalem.
原来在普天下未曾行过像在耶路撒冷所行的。
As it is written in the law of Moses, all this calamity has come upon us.
这一切灾祸临到我们身上是照摩西律法上所写的。
For we have not entreated the favor of the Lord our God.
我们却没有求耶和华我们神的恩典。
Turning from our iniquities and gaining insight by your truth.
使我们回头离开罪孽，明白你的真理。
Therefore, the Lord has kept ready the calamity and has brought it upon us.
所以耶和华留意使这灾祸临到我们身上。
For the Lord is righteous in all the works he has done, and we have not obeyed his voice.
因为耶和华我们的神在他所行的事上都是公义，我们并没有听从他的话。
So God hasn't done wrong. We did deserve to drown as a nation.
所以神没有做错，因为整个国家都的确是应该面临灾祸的。
So what gives Daniel hope to actually pray for anything new?
所以但以理为什么有盼望能够做这个祷告呢？
Redemption.
救赎。
He remembers the redemption from Egypt, verse 15.
他记得神怎样从埃及拯救以色列。
And now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand.
主我们的神啊，你曾用大能的手领你的子民出埃及地。
And have made a name for yourself.
使自己得了名。
As it is this day, we have sinned, we have done wickedly, he confesses.
正如今日一样，我们犯了罪，做了恶。他在这里忏悔。
Now listen to what he makes an appeal to.
我们继续听他怎样的呼吁神。
O Lord, according to all your righteous acts, let your anger and your wrath turn away from your city, Jerusalem.
主啊，求你按你的大仁大义，使你的怒气和愤怒转离你的城耶路撒冷。
Your holy hill, because of our sins and for the iniquities of our father, Jerusalem has become a proverb, a byword among all who are around us.
就是你的圣山耶路撒冷和你的子民，因我们的罪恶和我们列祖的罪孽，被视为的人羞辱。
Now, therefore, O our God, listen to the prayer of your servant and to his same word as Psalm 130, please for mercy.
我们的神啊，现在求你垂听仆人的祈祷恳求，就是好像这个诗篇第130篇一样，他在祷告神的施恩。
And for your own sake, O Lord, make your face shine upon your sanctuary which is desolate.
为自己使脸光照你荒凉的圣所。
Make, oh my God, incline your ear and hear. That's Psalm 132 as well.
我们的神啊，求你侧耳而听，这个就好像诗篇第132篇。
Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city that is called by your name.
睁眼而看，眷顾我们荒凉之地和称为你名下的城。
Okay, mark this.For we do not present our pleas before you because of our righteousness.
你们在这里要注意了，我们在你面前恳求，原不是因自己的义。
But because of your great mercy.
乃因你的大怜悯。
O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive.
求主垂听，求主赦免。
O Lord, pay attention and act. Delay not for your own sake, O my God.Because your city and your people are called by your name.
求主应允而行，为你自己不要延迟。我们的神啊，因这城和这名都是称为你名下的。
Do you see the same dynamic? The same thing is going on. He's drowned. The nation of Israel has drowned. If you get sick, there's a measure of hope for a while.You feel like maybe the medicine will work. Maybe I'll get better. But at a certain point, people lose hope. I guess I'm dying. They, not only did they lose hope, the city is dead.
在这里，这些人，他们犯罪了，他们在这里淹，被这个罪给淹没了。有些时候，当你的生病的时候，可能你有盼望吃这个药可能会好。不过到了一个阶段，你可能失去盼望，因为这个病太重了，你知道你要死了。这里的人就是这样。
So also in our lives, we may feel like I've done so much wrong, I've been so bad. What's it matter anymore? I'll just go out and sin.
在我们生命里头也可能这种思想，我已经犯了这么多的错误，已经不再有这个问题了，我就继续错下去吧。
Would God ever listen to me?
神会听我吗？
But his name is so rich in mercy that anyone can still call upon him for forgiveness.
不过神的名是这么的丰盛，慈爱充满着怜悯，任何人能够呼求他赦免。
Daniel for his city.
但以理为这他的城市。
This psalmist regarding his sin.
这个诗人为这自己的罪孽。
And you and me regarding our past and our sin.
你跟我也一样，因着我们的过去，因着我们的罪孽。
It all has the same basis. With the Lord, there is grace, steadfast love. With him is plentiful redemption.
这个根基都是一样的，因为这里的根基是因神有慈爱，有丰盛的救恩，而且他非常的肯愿意救赎。
Because someday the psalmist knew.By promise, God was going to pay for the sins that were done.
因为诗人知道有一日神会为着这些人的罪孽而还清这个债务。
Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom, a payment for many.
耶稣来不是要被服侍，而是来服侍人， 把他的生命舍出来，为的是做多人的赎价。
He is the servant of Isaiah 53, that the iniquities of us all were laid on him.
耶稣就是以赛亚书53章那里所预言的这个仆人， 我们的罪孽都倾倒在他身上。
So the promise in Isaiah 55 is, let the wicked man forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts.
所以在以赛亚书第55章那里的预言就是， 恶人当离弃自己的道路， 不义的人当除掉自己的意念。
And let him return to the Lord, for he will have compassion.
归向耶和华， 耶和华就必连续他。
And to our God, and he will abundantly forgive.
当归向我们的神， 因为神必广行赦免。
Forgiveness is based on a payment.
这一个 赦免是因着有个赎价。
So in the New Testament, it is said that we are forgiven, we are justified by his grace in the redemption that's in Christ Jesus.
所以在新约里那里告诉我们， 我们能够得着神的赦免， 是因着我们得到了耶稣基督的恩典。
God can freely forgive you and me of our sins because of the payment that God made in Christ.
神能够自由地赦免你还有我的罪， 是因为神已经还清了这一个赎价。
Forgiveness, redemption, excuse me, is stronger than forgiveness.
这一个救赎比这一个赦免更加的有力。
Once God pays for the sin in Jesus, it would be wrong for him to hold on to those sins.
当神通过耶稣已经还清了这个罪债的话， 神如果是继续纪念这个罪， 神就错了。
It actually becomes something right for God then to extend forgiveness to you.
当神赦免你的时候， 才是对的。
Because it's already been paid for.
因为这个罪债已经还清了。
Therefore, you should go free.
所以你能够自由。
If you will hope in him and believe in him.
只要你信靠他， 而且你要, 信他。
The promise in 1 John is, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书1章9节给我们的应许是， 我们若认自己的罪， 神是信实的， 是公义的， 必要赦免我们的罪， 洗净我们一切的不义。
So, let me ask you a question.
所以让我问你一个问题。
If God made this man wait 500 years for the promise to be fulfilled in the sending of Jesus and the redemption, should we be surprised if God makes us wait for his promises to come true in our lives?
如果神让这个诗人等待五百年，等到五百年之后，这一个弥赛亚救主才来的话， 我们会不会觉得奇怪神要我们等待他的救赎呢？
The promise is, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
这里所给的应许是， 只要呼吁神的名的人就能够得救。
Deep in sin and drowning in guilt.
你非常大的罪恶，而且你的内疚非常的深。
Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord, forgive me.
我从深处向你求告，主啊， 赦免我。
Will he do it?
他会吗？
Yes.
会的。
And I wait for him to do it. If it's something I'm not getting right away, or I don't feel or sense, I wait for him. He will do it, and I will never be put to shame.
虽然我现在没有感觉得到， 可是我盼望着神会这么做，我是不会被羞辱的。
If you are a Christian today, there was a word that gave you hope, a promise about Jesus that gave you hope.
如果你在这里是基督徒的话, 你知道你曾经听过神的话, 赐给你盼望。
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word about Christ.
信心是从我们聆听而来的, 聆听是从主的话来的。
Hold on to that word, that's your hope.
你要抓紧主的话, 因为这个就是你的盼望。
Jesus said, if you stay in my words, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
耶稣说, 如果你遵行我的话, 你就是我的门徒, 这个我的话就是真理, 真理将让你得到自由。
But we have something better than what this man had.
我们比这个人所有的更好。
He had a promise that Jesus would come. We have the good news that Jesus has come.
他有着一个应许,就是耶稣即将来临。我们有着这个好消息,就是耶稣已经来了。The
payment has been made.
这一个罪债已经还清。Whoever
calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus will be saved.
任何呼叫耶稣基督的名的人都能得救。
And forgiveness is stronger. Redemption is stronger than forgiveness.
救赎比这个赦免更加的有效。
Believer, Jesus paid for your sins.
你如果是信徒, 耶稣为了你的罪债给还清了。
Therefore, God will not hold on to your sins.
所以神不再纪念你的罪。
They are paid and put away.
已经还清了，而且搁到一旁了。
You have everlasting forgiveness.
你有永恒的赦免。
May the Lord Jesus Christ ever be appreciated, and may we always say thank you as we sang today.
我们希望能够永远地感谢我们的主耶稣, 就好像我们所唱的诗歌一样。
Thank you. Lord bless you.
谢谢。主祝福你们。